Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, when your family tells you you're the best cook in the whole world, it's music to your ears. But when your good cooking tempts someone in the family into overeating and indigestion results, here's something else that's music to the ears. Yes, it's that cheerful Alka-Seltzer fizz. Music to the ears, because that fizz means relief is on its way. Alka-Seltzer works quickly and gently to soothe and settle an unsettled stomach and relieve that stuffy, too full feeling. And if you've tried Alka-Seltzer before, I don't have to tell you. You'll be feeling like your old self again in mighty short order. So whenever you or anyone of the family has the unhappy, uncomfortable feeling of indigestion, upset stomach, or heartburn, just reach for your package of Alka-Seltzer. It's the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
What are you so wrapped up in there, McGee? You've been sitting as quiet as a mouse at a cat show all morning.
Huh? Oh, I'm reading, Molly. Studying up on these government pamphlets I got in the mail.
Government pamphlets?
Yeah, some very interesting information in these little booklets. I could take this one here. I got it. It's called New Methods of Animal Husbandry. I'm going to give this one to Mabel.
Mabel? Mabel Toops?
Yeah. I figure a girl who's married to a jackass like Mort can use a little animal husbandry. Don't you get it, Molly? Animal, jackass, Mort Toops?
Ain't funny, McGee.
Well, I'm in a serious mood this morning. This other pamphlet here, How to File a Claim, this has got me just fascinated.
How to File a Claim? On what? Buried treasure?
On land, kiddo, land. It's fairly easy, too, according to the booklet. Biggest trouble, of course, is finding a piece of land someplace that somebody don't already own.
Well, I'll admit I don't know of any. Although, if they're still sending out those pamphlets... Wait a minute. Let me see the date on that thing. No, it's a new one.
Oh, you mean the covered wagon and the Indians on the front page here? That's just symbolical of the original land rush, back in the old days.
I see it is now.
Boy, that was the time to file the claims. Plenty of land then.
Plenty of Indians, too. My goodness, look at that man with the arrow stuck right through him.
Yeah. Ah, those were the good old days.
Huh?
I mean about getting rich. All you had to do was file a few claims at your local courthouse and set back. My Uncle Sycamore made a fortune out of Texas.
Well, Rogers and Hammerstein did well with Oklahoma, too, but they...
Betcha. We'd have been living in those days, kiddo. With my brains and that letter for track that you got in high school, we'd own half of California now.
And have everybody yelling at us about the smog? Asking us what we're going to do about it? No, thank you.
You know, kiddo, you got a great natural talent for looking at the dark side of things. Where's your sense of adventure?
In the third row of the balcony at the Bijou Theater, with a bag of popcorn in my lap. Let Robert Taylor and Lana Turner go adventuring. I'll watch.
Hmm.
I'm very happy with my little home, husband, and fireside, where it's peaceful, quiet, soothing. Oh, no! The water heater again!
The pressure valve! I thought I had that thing...
Get the pipe wrench quick, McGee! I'll grab the mop and get down there.
Now back to my reading again. Gee, if I just knew some good land someplace that I could file claim on. Oh, my gosh, I got it. This is the most fabulous, most... Hey, Molly. Oh, Molly. Hey, Molly.
What is it? What is it? Not the water heater again. Don't tell me
it's... No. Take it easy, kiddo. I just got the greatest, most fabulous idea I... Oh, this is terrific.
What is it?
Land, kiddo. Land. I just figured out where there's some land that nobody owns. I don't think. Land that we can file a claim on right here in Wistful Vista.
If you're thinking about that vacant lot over by the railroad tracks, I'm sure somebody...
No. This is big, Molly. It's so big, it's just fantastic. It's worth rushing down to the federal building and filling out a few forms to find out.
Where is this land that you're talking
Look,
about?
It says right here in the booklet, any land not previously laid claim to may be filed upon at the federal building by filling out forms 6547 to 6582 and the amendments thereto.
All right, but where's the land?
Sit down, Molly, sit down. Brace yourself. How would you like, my dear, to be married to the man that owns the moon?
What? The moon? Oh!
If nobody else has grabbed it, grab your hat. Let's go.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relieve. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Land office ought to be down this way somewhere. Federal Waterways Bureau. Bureau of Internal Revenue.
Oh.
Foreign Aid Department. Petty Loans Division. $1 billion or under. Federal land. Hey, here, there it is, down at the end of the hall.
I still think this whole idea is kind of silly, McGee.
Why take that attitude, Molly? Be optimistic. Gee whiz, think of it. If this works out, we could be millionaires.
Oh, it just seems so silly, filing a claim on the whole moon.
Well, I'm not going to be a pig about it or anything like that. We don't have to keep it all. We'll give some of it away to our friends and... Hey, that'll solve the problem of what to give them that's different next Christmas. A hunk of moon.
Here's the office.
Oh. Yeah. Well, come on over at the counter.
Well, how do you do? Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, bud. Is this the place where you keep form 6547 to 6582 and the amendments thereto?
Yes, that's right. Filing a land claim, are you?
McGee, let's skip this.
That's thing. Right, bud. Molly, please. I'm trying to talk to the man.
Well, we haven't had a claim filed in a long time. I didn't know there was any open land left in this area.
Well, this land I'm going to file for isn't exactly in Wistful Vista.
Oh, out of the county, is it?
Oh, indeed it is, sir. In fact, the deal he has in mind is clear out of this world.
Yes, well, the usual procedure, sir, is to file your claim in the office nearest to the land desired, because...
What I'm doing, bud. Your office here is as near as any place.
Oh?
In fact, you can see the property from your office window there. I can see it from my front porch.
But I thought you said it was quite some distance from here, sir.
Oh, it's quite a distance, all right. Yes, indeed.
And you can't see it right now, of course, in the daytime. You have to wait till dark to see it from here.
Huh?
I say you can only see the property at night, and the darker a night it is, the better you can see it. So if you'll just give me the forms, I'll get busy here.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm very confused. Would you mind telling me just exactly where this property is?
There's nothing confusing about it, bud. The land I'm filing for is the moon.
Oh, well, in that case, just... The moon? The one up there in the... I mean, out there... The moon?
My very words, young man. Same inflection and everything.
Yeah. Now, if you're through doing that imitation of Eddie Cantor with your eyes there, bud, I'd like to have my forms.
Yes. Certainly, sir. You're... Here, your form, 6547 to 6582. Just fill them out over there at the far desk.
Good. And then what do I do? Bring them back here to you, or what?
No, they have to go to... Let me look it up here. Yeah. Room 529, upstairs. That's the place to take them. 529.
Write that down, Molly. 529.
Got it.
They'll take it from there, sir. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to report to my supervisor. He likes to know whenever things like this...
Sure is a nervous kid, isn't he?
He probably never had anything like this before.
Well, we're on our way, Tootsie. Let's sit down over here, fill out these forms, and then fame, fortune, and room 529, here we come. 513, 515. I guess we turn here.
Doesn't matter to me. Those forms have me so dizzy, I don't know which way I'm going anyhow. What a mess, filling out those things.
Well, the government's got to be careful who they give a thing like the moon to, I guess. Wouldn't want it to get in the wrong hands, you know. Well, I mean, suppose some sourpuss got hold of it and decided to turn it off every night or something, just for spite. That could mess up a lot of things.
I still think this whole thing is silly.
Would he give us these forms to fill out and send us up here to room 529 for nothing?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, sir. If he says go to room 529, there's a reason, so... Oh, here we are.
Yes.
Room 520... Why, that dirty rat.
Okay, now will you go home and forget it?
That dirty 529 County Psychiatrist's Office. That wiseacre, that smart aleck, wasting my time like this, sending me up here.
I had a strange feeling that he didn't believe
it. Report to his supervisor, will he? I'll report to his supervisor. I'll have his job. That's what I'll have his. Come on, let's go back downstairs.
Too late, dearie.
Huh?
Look what time it is. The offices are all closed. 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. 4:45. Well, he hasn't heard the last of this. I'll be down here when they open up tomorrow morning, and we'll see about this.
Oh, dear.
If he thinks he's going to beat me out of the greatest land grab in history, I'll take this thing to the Supreme Court. Because if anybody gets that moon, I do. And I'll be here tomorrow morning.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Yeah, Wimp, you're the first one I called. Well, I can't tell you very much about it till I get the deal set. At the Federal Building. But believe me, boy, it's big.
McGee, it's almost midnight.
Just a minute, kiddo. Yeah, Wimp, look, have you ever thought of buying a nice piece of property for the future? A quiet spot with a fine view and plenty of fresh air? Well, I got the place for you, boy. It's really out of this world, and, huh? Your wife's calling you? Oh, your wife's mauling you. Well, you better... Hello? 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 Well, I'll put him down as a possible. Boy, oh boy, when I get down to that Federal Building tomorrow morning...
McGee, get to bed.
Huh? Oh, okay. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The clerk was played by Parley Bear. Well, do you suppose McGee actually can lay claim to the moon? Tune in tomorrow and see what happens. This is John Wall saying so long for now.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.